In sending out the disciples, the apostles, two by two, with authority to drive out demons, Jesus made them very vulnerable. Not only were they to preach repentance, which wasn't a particularly popular thing to talk about, but they were to have nothing. They were to simply have the clothes on their backs and sandals and a walking stick and no money. They were to beg for room and board, and hopefully they would be given food as well. Can you imagine how different that is from anything that would happen today? We plan for everything. We make plans. You know, we make sure that there's someone to meet us or whatever, if we're going somewhere. We go to the extreme. And here they are with really nothing. Except that they were doing what the Lord asked them to do. They had simply to trust him. It wasn't a matter, you know, usually when we think of faith, we think in terms of believing something. You know, we celebrate the creed. We pray the creed. I believe, I believe, I believe. But this isn't just a matter of believing facts. It's a matter of trusting a person with one's life. And this is what the Lord is asking them. St. Dominic did the same thing. He sent out his friars two by two, no money, just to preach the word. And he sent them here and there. He sent several of them. The order was hardly in existence when he sent them out. They were to trust the Lord. We have problems with that. We want some kind of assurance, or maybe some kind of insurance that will protect us, something we can lean on, and not just him. We assume, because of our own experience, that since we can't see him, he doesn't see us. But he does. He is around. He's so proximate. There is a very simple hymn song of Argentinians that expresses the situation in which Mary and Joseph were in when they were looking for a place in Bethlehem. And hurry on, Joseph and Mary. A God with them, nobody knew. It was so unavailable to everyone else as far as people concerned. There was no idea that God was physically present on that donkey with Mary as they were walking. They looked like just two poor people with a donkey, with nowhere to stay. Yet the God of the universe was physically present with them. So with the apostles, so with the early Dominican friars, not just the early Dominican friars, the present Dominican friars as well. We live pretty high off the hog compared to those friars in the early days. I mean, we have television and whatever, you know, from the culture in which we live. But when push comes to shove, our places have us. We don't have any places of our own. And we trust the Lord to minister through us because we don't always see it. I remember in San Francisco once, in fact, I forgot all about it. It's an extraordinary thing, and yet I forgot about it, which is typical, I guess. But I know a number of years went by. I was stationed in San Diego, and I got a phone call from a lady who had known me from when I was in San Francisco, and she reminded me that I went one day to anoint her mother, who was near death. And I went to there were several people in the house. I went to the back bedroom, and I anointed her. I remember doing it. I don't remember anything specific about it, though. She was an elderly woman, and she looked pretty, you know, sick. And I anointed her, and I came out of the room and walked down the hall into the living room where everybody else was. And we were talking, and all of a sudden, some people came out of the bedroom, and they said, we can't believe it. She's sitting up in bed, and she's hungry. And they couldn't believe it either. They said, it's a miracle, because she was on the point of dying. The ministry, of course, was not mine, but the Lord's. And he doesn't have to tell me every time he uses me. In fact, I have very little knowledge of what happens through what I do as his priest. Because it's not my ministry any more than it was the apostles' ministry. It's his ministry. And that has happened not just once. It happened with my own family. I anointed my father twice and my mother once. They both had pneumonia, and they both had a temperature of 105. And I anointed them. And very soon after that, their temperature was normal, and there was no more pneumonia. Their lungs were clear. God does act through his sacraments. These are instances in where we're able to see some physical results. We don't see the physical results from the absolution the priest gives. And when the priest consecrates the host, it still looks like bread. But it's not. And so we remember that we are to trust him, to take him at his word, because he is present among us. God is proximate. He not only sees us from the outside, he sees us from the inside, and he has seen us from all eternity. We are his idea. There's nothing about us that escapes him, or that he doesn't know about, or that he didn't know about when he created us. But it's the simple trusting him. I remember my mother mentioning, and this was shortly before she died, she recalled that when she was a child, they lived in a little farm in a place called Mount Eden, which is a district just north of the San Mateo Bridge on the east side of the bay. There were a lot of little farms there. My grandparents had this little farm. And they had a crop of tomatoes that they were depending on for paying their taxes. And there was a storm coming. And it was the worst time for rain for the tomatoes. And it started to rain. And my mother said that my grandmother and grandfather were holding each other in the kitchen and crying and praying to God to spare their crop. And it seemed like all was lost, but they just kept praying. And it turned out that some of the tomatoes were ruined, but most were not, and they were able to pay their taxes. It wasn't an accident. They're trusting him. There was no one else, of course, but they had faith. That was the faith that they shared with their children, and to a great degree, the reason I'm here. It is our faith, our trust, our awareness of the Lord, and our willingness to be poor, to recognize how poor we really are, how vulnerable we are as human beings. We can't add an inch to our height or a day to our lives. And it's okay, because we are not alone. We belong to him. And if we want, he belongs to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.